View of the CGDK. It says that admittedly the CGDK does not have great military strength, quite probably will never be able to install itself through military prowess. Even to attempt this will probably bring back the Vietnamese army into Cambodia, as some claim it has already happened. But the CGDK does have strength, diplomatic, political, psychological, moral strength. It is seen as legitimate by the Khmer people in a way that the SOC can never be seen. More importantly, the CGDK has been able to capture the banners of Khmer nationalism. We all know what an enormous force for change power is nationalism in Asia, has been since the days that drove colonialism out of the region. Hanoi's great mistake in occupying Cambodia was not to allow the PRK. Thus, this second perception, skip this. Does two things. It takes the high moral ground, standing against precedents for evil international behavior, and it makes a pragmatic policy argument that to back the SOC is to back, in the long run, a loser. These, then, are the two contending perceptions. If you take away from this lecture nothing else but a clearer realization that they exist, and to a large extent that they themselves are the problem, the time spent here will have been well spent, and you'll be ahead of many others. The peace process at the moment is in a hiatus, between international conferences, as it were. There's been no progress made since Paris of last year. 10 minutes, this is 35 minutes. Damn, this is too long. Sit down.
home. Summer thunder on moon-bright days, northern lights and skies ablaze, and I bring to you the love of when I sing to you.
Cable music. It's great when you want to relax, and it's yours here on KABL at AM 960, FM 98.